How are you? How's everything going?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. I'm excited about today's topic. I think it's really important and it's going to help a lot of people.
We're helping like about 3 billion people around the world here.
Something like that.
So I think we thought we'd go a little bit beyond current events today and let's pick a timeless topic. So, you know, we did throw a couple of things around and, you know,
what are some red flags that you should be aware of when you're considering a long-term partnership with someone? And we mean romantic, right? Like, marriage. Used to be marriage, now people call it whatever,
yeah,
right? Partnership.
Just hooking up. Like, yeah, it's the key word here is long-term. So what are we saying? How long is long-term? Like, a couple of months? A
couple of months, yeah. Well, look, you and I, we've been married for 20-plus years. I would call that's long-term, right? We've been pretty long term.
No, this is not a romantic. Not romantic.
No, I mean, sorry.
Oh, okay.
We're not married.
Yeah. We're married to our respective partners, yeah, for over 20 years. And so that was long term, but I'm not sure everybody can aspire to that or get to that. You can aspire to that, but that's definitely took a lot of work and a lot of luck. But, you know, I think if you have any chance, if you're thinking this is going to become long term, and this is where the red flags need to start monitoring them before you're already too deep in, and you can't say no, it's too late. You're like, you're a goner.
Goner. Yeah. And now I think let's clarify. We're talking about red flags. These are not necessarily deal breakers, mm-hmm. but the more red flags you see,
right.
the more cautious you should be, right? I mean,
yes.
Nobody's perfect. Everyone's got, you know, certain issues. But
sometimes you can overlook a certain one. You can overlook, you know, one of these issues.
Especially if they're hot.
I definitely think we should have come up with a point system. And maybe that's, you know, because
okay.
certain things are worth like a, you know, a 5 out of 10, 5 out of 10 points. Some things are like just maybe a 1 point. So I think...
Well, you know what? As we discussed, why don't we just give it how important it is, high, medium, low.
Okay, perfect.
You want to kick this up?
Yeah. I first want to even talk about, you know, how I've seen my uncle do this type of thing when he was, you know, trying to pick somebody for his son. And so, you know, we come from the Indian background where arranged marriage is a thing. And so he had a whole system of files. And he'd have, you know, like, you know, you'd have a file like, okay, this is a potential, and then this is like the more advanced file, and then this would be the file where they finally could meet his son. Like, these are the girls that had passed everything before. And one of the things he came to me and he said, I want to see a photo of the girl's mother.
Whoa.
And the girl's mother was, you know, relatively good, okay, like she wasn't drastically overweight. Then he's like, you know what, that passed. That was like a plus one for him right there.
Is that more of a green flag or a red flag?
Like, well, red flag was if she's overweight. That was like a minus. That was like a couple of points minus. Like,
yeah,
even
wow.
even if currently, you know, the woman was fine, if the mother was significantly overweight, you know, obviously he was thinking.
Okay, so that's your first red flag?
Well, I feel this would be, I'd probably be like, you know, what do we call it? Blackballed or whatever for saying this on this episode. So I thought, let's just say those are the old times. We're going to come up with some better ones.
Okay.
I'm not going to come up with these sexist ones like that, but let's start. You know, the one you asked me, one of the first things for me would be, how does a person get along with their siblings and their parents? You know,
right.
and sometimes you get a chance to kind of hear that, like, in you're on a day with talking with them and they're like, you know what, I just got off the phone with my brother or sister and I started yelling at them and they hung up the phone, and you know, or like,
yeah, because that's a great indication of how they are in close relationships, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's definitely it definitely you might be a little bit, you kind of want to take the side of your, you know, potential girlfriend or boyfriend, hey, let, they obviously are right. But generally, there's two sides to the story. And the siblings aren't always wrong, and the parents aren't always wrong, and there must be something that, you know, the person
right.
is potentially also a culprit for.
So rate that high, medium, low.
I'm going with, that's a medium.
Yeah.
That's a medium.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so my first one is, you know, and I'm just going to say she because that's how I was looking at it, but it obviously applies to she and he or they. You know, well, let's just
see how you're being politically correct already.
Does she have long-term friendships?
Right.
Does she have? Has she been able to maintain relationships with at least a few friends throughout her lifetime? And to me, if she hasn't, that's a long that's a red flag. And I think for me, actually, I rate that high because. Well, I mean, for exactly the reason I said, because if she has never done that before, why do I think that she's going to be able to do that with me? Unless there's extenuating circumstance, like her dad was a diplomat and they moved every 2 years, that would be a different situation.
Yeah, that's my only point. I was going to just point out people who have maybe gone to multiple schools, didn't get a chance to like settle down in one area, difficult to form, you know, close relationships. That would be my only reason for why that might not work. But... But I think you and me, we've seen that you have to invest a lot in your friendships. Like it takes, there's going to be ups and downs normally. And so navigating that is definitely something that's a skill.
So. And that's why you and I are such catches, right? Lots of long-term friends.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. How do you want to rate that one? You said,
high. I think that's, for me, that's really important.
Okay. Perfect. For me, number two would be, does the person take care of their own health? So, again, I'm going to point to an obvious one of, you know, if the person is drastically overweight, okay, and hot, if that's possible. but just the overweight part, just looking, not looking at it on a looks-wise, but on a, are they taking care of themselves? Like, you know, do they, even though they know they want to lose weight, but can they take the effort and this the steps to make those type of changes that are required. So it may not be about weight, it could be something else. It could be like, you know, the person has some type of other health issue that they need to take care of, but they're just not taking care of. Like, for example, maybe they have insulin-dependent diabetes and they need to take their blood sugar like 3 times a day and monitor their sugar dose. But they don't care, and you know, because they're just so busy and it's not, they're not putting themselves first. So I feel like
What about like if they eat a lot of junk food or they just don't exercise? Like, are you talking about like that level or a little more serious level of not taking care of themselves?
Yeah, I was going to go a little bit more serious because a lot of people eat junk food and, you know, somebody might say, hey, I'm okay with eating junk food. I'm fine with it and I'm exercising and I'm totally fine. So it's kind of, I'm more about like, are they taking care of their health? They're not actually destroying their health because it's very hard. If you're not putting yourself first, how can you take care of somebody else?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Would you rate that?
Yeah, I'm giving that as a high. That's a pretty big red flag if they're not taking care of their health. Yeah.
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 Okay, my next one, and I'm not going in order of importance for me right now, just what I'm thinking of, is does she have cats? And I'm going to get a lot of hate on this one, but I don't know, man. There's just, in my experience, and you know, maybe this is just me, I found people that have, or women that have cats specifically, and even men, they're a little odd.
So let's I want you to break that down for a little bit. Why cats and why not dogs? So let's start. Just tell me, what is it about the cat?
I guess, you know, the obvious explanation maybe is that, you know, dogs, they do form you have a relationship with the dog. Like it's this loyal kind of relationship. Whereas a cat is so independent and, you know, I guess they can be affectionate sometimes, but they're very, you know, they're very selfish creatures. And so, I don't know, maybe if there's something about the cat that attracts you, maybe, and again, this is for me personally, maybe that kind of personality doesn't fit with me. I guess if you're a cat person and you meet another cat person,
then you both are screwed up. You're made for each other.
You're made perfect for each other. It's not a red flag in your group. It's a green flag in that case.
Well, for the rest of the normal people out there, let's just say that, yeah, cat's a big negative. It's a big red mark.
Okay, and I don't know if it's related to this. I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but you've heard about the parasite that cats have that infects mice into making mice like the scent of cat urine. And increased risky behavior.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard about this parasite. So it actually causes the mouse to run to the cat so the cat can eat it. And then the parasite, I guess, reproduces inside the cat. It's a really weird system. But I think there's something about that. Anyway, I will rate this a low, but
okay. Are you? Have you had personal experience with this? With this one, or like just seen?
Yeah, when I was dating, you know, it didn't happen a lot. But the girls that I met with cats just never worked out.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds. Yeah, I find the cats are just not. They're not very friendly, and they just So yeah, it sounds like that's the type of husband they might want. The kind of like aloof.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me type of husband.
Right.
Or boyfriend.
Hard to have a long-term relationship like that.
Yeah.
Or at least a good long-term relationship.
Right, yeah. Okay, my next one is, again, a woman who's not getting up till 12 every day.
Sleeping in too late.
Sleeping in. And it's not just like they're partying every single day to like, they're not just partying every night, which might be another potential flag. This is just that they just don't get up. Like, they're sleeping like 10, 11 hours a night.
That could even indicate some other problems, right?
It could be a health problem, but I mean, you've seen that with teenagers, and I don't think they have any health problems, but you know, it's that.
Yeah, we're talking typically people in their 20s, 30s,
yeah,
right?
By that time, you've already realized you got to get up, get things done, you got to, you know.
Right.
Get your breakfast going, maybe put the laundry in, you know, take the garbage out, whatever else, you know, to just kind of get your day going. And so
is this a personal one for you, or do you think it applies generally?
I think, you know, okay, I'm not saying to get up at 4:30 like, you know, Robin Sharma's thing to do, or like, you know, that's a great sign of signs of success. You don't need to do that.
Actually, that would be a red flag for me. If she's getting up at 4:30, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, that's not going to work out either. That's the other way, exactly. So if there's a big time, we want to call it time shift difference, that's not going to work out at all. But I think it just speaks to, like, you know, usually people who want to get up in the morning have a lot, something they're really working on. That's something that there's a purpose to their life. They're, you know, they have some, there's something that's driving them. And if you're kind of getting up 11 or 12, there's a risk that you might be depressed even, like a lack of motivation. So again, all the other factors put together, that person may have so many other qualities, may be okay, but living with a depressed person has its own challenges that you got to kind of be willing to walk in there with wide-eyed open.
Right.
You know, that person may have that. But I don't want to say that, hey, everybody sleeping until 12 is depressed. I think maybe in other words, just like lazy.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is excessive sleeping, right? Because it's possible if they work late, or there can be reasons for getting up at noon, but you're saying excessive sleeping.
Yeah, day after day, you're not partying. It's like you're excessively long hours in bed. It's not, you know.
Right.
Usually you want to get out of there.
Okay. How would you rank that one?
I'm going, that's going to be that's, again, I'm doing a lot of mediums here. Medium.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So, you know, I'm going to kind of, it's kind of related to my next one. Mm-hmm. It's having, I don't know how to say it. It's either complaining or having sort of a pessimistic outlook, you know, half glass empty kind of person where, you know, every day they've got like they're griping about their coworkers, or they're just complaining about the little annoyances of life, and they're not able to take those in stride. And then, you know, they're not able to actually see all the good stuff that's going on. So I just find there's people that have this sort of skewed view of the world, which is kind of pessimistic, and it often shows up in a complainy kind of attitude. And so for me, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely a fair one. But I find by experience, this is not something you can kind of figure out right away unless you're really looking out for it. So that's why maybe tell our viewers to start looking for this one, because you might not. It might just be like, hey, you don't want to be supportive, and like this seems real. And
well, actually, that's a really good point, because I find some guys and some women, they want to be the savior. They're like, oh,
the white
this
knight.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah, the white knight syndrome. And those people, they can be very attractive because, oh, I'm going to help you. And then you feel so good, oh, I'm helping this person. Mm-hmm. I think it's a red flag. You have to be careful for that. Mm-hmm. But you're right, though. It doesn't show up right away. You got to look for it.
It's got to look for it. It might be too late by the time you're so, you know, emotionally invested in this person. You realize, oh, shit, this person's like super pessimistic. What am I going to do now? So, yeah, I think it's definitely something to start looking for at the beginning. You know, are they saying any positives about other things? Because they could have genuine negative stuff happening, but yeah.
And I'm not talking, you know, obviously if they get fired and they're sad about it, that's okay. But if they're complaining that, oh, I don't know, the coffee was cold and that guy was rude and nobody's ever nice. Like, there are people like that. They can never just, they just never seem happy.
What about road rage?
You know, I can't say anything about that.
You're guilty.
I'm not sure. I'm not allowed to talk about my wife.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have the same issue. She's going to be watching this video, so I'm really being mindful about making sure she has none of these. These red.
Yeah, numbers. Road rage is totally fine.
All right. Did we already label? Did you give a rating on that one?
I'm gonna go high on that one.
High. Okay.
Yeah. For me, again, complaining and the negative outlook, I think it can affect your entire life.
Right. Right. Okay. I'm going with this one. A person who's constantly looking for you on Friend Finder.
Ooh.
And you're just going to the grocery store. Like, you're not even like, you know, you just saw them 5 minutes ago and they're like, oh yeah, I heard, saw you on Friend Finder at grocery store, you know, or like, it's just like, not even a, you would think like something to be concerned about. Like, you didn't go out, you're not going out clubbing or something like that. So I would say constant use of Friend Finder to kind of track your whereabouts.
Well, let's back it up a little bit. What, because you know we're in married relationships, so our wives can track our phones.
Yeah.
But often, you know, when you're dating someone, would you, if they said I want access to track you, like, would that alone be a red flag?
I don't know. I thought this is what people normally do, is they give each other, like, just handing over, like, a commitment is here's my Friend Finder. I'll add you. I don't know, but if you say no, what does that mean?
That's the problem. Anyway, I think that's an important one, right? Because I guess it sort of signifies a lack of trust or insecurity or something.
I think it's more the insecurity part. Like, I think it may not even be about you. I think it's more about that other person. And maybe they also want to just constantly keep tabs of what you're doing, which I think could become an issue later on. It might be kind of cute. Hey, this person's kind of looking out where I'm at. Oh yeah, I saw you pass by the coffee shop. Can you pick me up at Tim Horton? Can you, like, you know, it could be a whole bunch of things like that, which might seem kind of fun when you're dating. But if, you know, person constantly wants to be right next to you and be everywhere you are, that could become smothering later on.
Yeah.
So.
I'm
gonna put that as mild because, you know, I feel like I gotta give some easy ones.
Kind of related to that is allowing you to go out with your friends or not having an issue. You know, if I want to go out on a guy's night, like, it's fine. It's, you know, she's not worried about it.
Right, right.
Whereas if she is worried about it, that you know, we've had friends who, you know, when they've gotten into serious relationships, all of a sudden they can't go out with just the guys, or some of them, in some cases, even they get cut off from their whole friend group. Yeah, that's a pretty big red flag. If she, you know, she's not allowing you to maintain your friendships without her being there. So I would rate that as I'm saying all high, but I'm gonna say high because that's really important.
Okay, but what does this mean? Like how often? Let's say you're going out every weekend and. You know, what about you want to go out to, like, Vegas again? It's your third trip this year, and, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you could flip that around. If she always wants to go out with her friends, and it's very frequent, and she's going, or, you know, going a lot of trips without you, that could be a red flag, too.
That's a red flag the other way.
Yeah, it could be a red flag the other way. But, yeah, you see, you're right. It depends on frequency and what the activity is, I guess.
And how about who the friends are?
Yeah,
let's say she's got, you know, corrupting, you know, girlfriend that's single.
Yeah, you know, those are good points. You know, there has to be some nuance to this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go medium.
Yeah, medium. Sounds good. I think I have one other part about if the being drunk in the morning. There's an easy one, it's a softball, throw it out to our viewers there, that if you could see, if someone's asking you for a drink in the morning and they're alone, they're drinking at home, obviously this happens more with guys, but it could happen with women as well, then that's like a high.
That's a high.
And it's like, you know, run away as fast as you can especially if they start telling you that they'll kill themselves if they don't, if you're gonna break up with them. It's like, which I think is
that's one, right? Like, what if they actually say that? That is a huge red flag. But what do you do in that case?
Yeah, I think, I mean, here it was hard for us to give, you know, health advice, apart from like, hey, they need to go see a therapist, but you can't be responsible for something
right.
like that. I think a lot of people, this is a type of way to create attention. It's not usually not, people don't act on these type of things. It's a type
right.
of, you know, cry for attention and to hold you in. A type of control.
I think we can probably expand this to addictions,
mm-hmm.
right? Like it could be alcohol, it could be weed.
Yeah, I think the marijuana thing is really big because there's a lot of people using marijuana. How much marijuana is okay, and that's a red flag.
Yeah,
like, you know, using constant, you know, maybe a couple of grams a day. Again, maybe just a low flag because it may not be that big an issue, but something to be aware of.
Right.
Yeah. What about gambling?
Well, that was actually my next one was actually going to be financial problems,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone who's not able to manage their finances. I'm not saying they have to be wealthy or, you know, they may have student debt or whatever, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone who's constantly out of money,
yeah.
For me, that would be a red flag.
Yeah, I think.
Unless, again, you know, you have to consider the whole situation and what,
mm-hmm.
what's happening there.
Yeah, some people, a lot of people live like, they live a very extravagantly life, but you know, but spending way beyond their means, and I think that's the issue, is that it's not about how much money they have, but are they spending more than what they should be spending?
Right.
Like,
right.
are they buying
and
fancy
so,
shoes and purses, and they can't afford that, and their credit card's racked up, you know, and they're, you know, not, they're just paying the monthly amount, the minimum amount? Then that's something maybe you just don't want to be involved in.
Yeah, for me that would be a red flag. And I think, you know, you mentioned gambling. So that could come under addiction, or it could come under financial problems,
mm-hmm.
right? It could be either one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, absolutely a red flag.
Yeah, mine's kind of, and so how do you want to rate that one?
Financial problems?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably give it a low, because mm-hmm. I think it depends on the situation.
You think
quite a bit.
You think someone can change? Like, let's say they're racking up their credit card.
I think people can change.
Yeah.
I think people can change. You know, they have, sometimes, you know, when we're young, we're a little,
mm-hmm.
we're not quite, we don't have as much self-control, or
mm-hmm.
we don't have the skill set to really manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, if they marry higher, if you're a high roller, maybe you can afford it anyways.
Yeah.
Just throw some money at the problem.
Yeah.
So my last one is, and it kind of relates to the management organization. If you go over to their place and there's unopened mail from like months, that
yeah.
tells me that life is in disarray, or they're not able to get around to doing the necessary stuff. You know, it could be that they haven't filed their taxes in like 3 years, and it could, you don't know what's behind there. But unopened
right.
mail to me is like that person not willing to just deal with what's right there at that moment. And then it
right,
becomes
yeah.
hard. It's like procrastination. It's almost like procrastination, disorganization.
Yeah, exactly. And those things, were, you know, the long-term relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, they seem very mundane, but they could actually create a lot of angst and conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah. I'm going to put this down for low as well, because, you know,
right.
because, again, that could be changed with some years and years of therapy, probably could fix that. So invest in a therapist for a potential future girlfriend if you find that problem. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, we covered quite
yeah.
a lot. I don't know
yeah.
how many we did there, but
yeah.
I think hopefully our viewers will, you know, find this useful.
Yeah.
And comment. Please comment which ones you agree with, which ones you don't agree with.
Yeah.
And what are your own red flags, especially the unconventional ones. Those are the ones that are most interesting to me.
Yeah, those are the ones where, because anybody can pick out, like I said, the person coming to you drunk and, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, and everybody can pick that one out, or the person shooting up heroin, well, all that. That's very obvious. But some of these subtle ones, which I think today, like from the cat lady ones, those are ones
yeah.
that are more, those are definitely something you got to think about, and you got to keep your eye out before it's too late.
All right. That's good. Let's,
okay. We'll chat with you next time. All right.
All right.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.